Well, local bonds traded firmer today on the Rand's recovery and following the release of a measured report on South Africa from ratings agency Moody's, albeit having come with a warning that sustained tightening of financing conditions would further reduce the government's fiscal flexibility. We had the R186, as you can see there, bid at 8.83% and that from 8.88% yesterday. The R207 at 7.50% and that from 7.56%. Yesterday, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, in the meantime, held steady for most of the session so far. We're joined in studio now by Kgothatso Nyabela from Ashburton Investments for more on what's being playing out in the fixed income space. Thanks so much, Kgothatso, for joining us today. So, some recovery coming through on the local unit today, and commentary has been that with this kind of volatility, traders must be having a field day. A lot of the movement we are seeing, of course, very much dollar dependent, with it having benefited from safe haven flows thus far. What have you made of the movement it's triggered on the local unit and where current valuations sit?
So currently, if you look at what the dollar has done, so what you had last month was the US Fed government and divergent views from the US Fed government and ECB, with the US hiking rates and the ECB saying that they might actually stop their quantitative easing program, saw a bit of a dollar rally, in turn taking our local currency weakening further. In terms of our local valuations, we saw our bond market actually for the first time in history. We had a sellout of our bonds, losing about $5 billion worth of rand. Mm-hmm. Worst sell-off in history for the quarter of June. However, we're seeing a recovery in our local market, as you mentioned in your bulletin, with today's auction actually quite successful, with all three bonds being allocated, clearing through the mids, clearing between 1 to 3 points through the mid range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you making quite a clear distinction between local and foreign interest still, because we've seen foreign outflows pick up pace, as you've alluded to, and local buyers seeming to come in bottom picking?
No, we have, because I mean, if you're looking at South Africa, the local 10-year is trading at 9%. Our inflation expectation is around 4%. So looking at a real yield of 4%, that's quite attractive compared to US. So we're still seeing South Africa from a local perspective as an investment destination.
In a research note published today, Moody's highlighting risks related to the rising of non-resident holdings of government debt and saying that the sharp portfolio outflows were resulting in higher debt servicing costs, of course, which would hamper the country's fiscal flexibility. What kind of risk are you pricing in on account of that?
So you're looking at fundamentally, South Africa has been quite printing out disappointing data. You had low GDP data coming out. We had a higher expected current account deficit coming out. However, fundamentally, we're still expecting a bit of a pickup in terms of sentiment on nominal bonds.
Okay. In March, we had, of course, Moody's affirm the rating and revise its outlook to stable from negative. Do you see any of that commentary that came through today, putting that kind of view on a more shaky footing?
I think we'll post the honeymoon phase from December coming in, because Moody's was on account of the Ramaphosa effect. However, global sentiment has dampened EM as an asset class. Mm-hmm. EM has struggled in the second quarter of 2018. And however, we're still expecting going forward, as you mentioned in your bulletin, that we're expecting a bit of a reprieve in terms of ES and expecting a bit of strengthening from in terms of Rand from going forward.
Having said that, the markets are awaiting the minutes of the US Federal Reserve's most recent meeting to get a sense of how policymakers view the outlook on rates. Do you think that things have changed much on that front in the context of fears of a trade war having escalated?
So you looking at the US, they haven't steered away from the fact that they actually intend to hiking rates. In terms of US, they have call it their fundamentals, strong economy, strong GDP, stronger numbers coming out of the US, that it being the only offshoot compared to other global markets which have been struggling. However, sentiment in terms of trade wars, however, who likes trade wars? It creates uncertainty. We're creating capital flights from EM countries to DM to safety assets. That might actually prove a deterrent to EM class.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Kgothatso. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio
Thank you. This evening.
Of course, that was Ashburton Investments fixed income fund manager, Kgothatso Nyabela.